Subject for tonight's talk is renunciation. Renunciation? Mm-hmm. Hebrew. Hebrew? Mm-hmm. How do you say renunciation? It's actually one word that it's not very easy to translate. Any idea? Yeah. Somewhat in between letting go and הסתפקות במועט, ויתור, giving up, ויתור, something along these lines. Okay? So, seems that many people learned a new word today, which is already something good. Renunciation is one of the what's called parami, סגולות, אפשר לתרגם את זה בעברית, parami's, that the Buddha was talking about recommending as a quality to develop. And maybe the for this talk that I was sort of coming up with is something in Hebrew, and it's called tikpen. Now you'll get to understand what it is in a little while. Maybe somebody knows, I don't know, but it's a just in case bag, okay, or handbag. Yeah, I have this tendency that the voice is going down, that's why I sort of invited everyone for this cozy, warm hug here. Maybe we, yeah, whoever wants to can, there's lots of space here and still a cushion. A few days ago, I was still struggling to find my way in the altitude of the Himalayas in India. And it was indeed a few days ago, though it seems like ages ago, and it's the time of the monsoon, so there are roadblocks, if anyone has been to this area in this time of the year. Something always happens in India, like expect the unexpected is like an understatement there, and there were stones falling on the road, and the buses could not go, and jeeps could not go, and I was not sure until last moment that I could catch this flight and come here and be with you guys, and I'm glad it did happen that way. But there were many moments that I was not sure, and it was quite a trip from a place called Rishikesh in the north of India. Took us around 2 days to buses, you know, local buses, jeeps, and to find a way to a place called Gangotri, which I was very much driven by the passion, I can call it. to see the sources of the Ganges, the river. And because of the trip was so long and taking so long and many, many stops along the way, I had the good opportunity to meet a variety of the Indian people on the way. And at some point I've noticed something that I think sticks out maybe immediately when we go there. We were traveling with like this, you know, big heavy backpacks and everything, and it was raining and it's muddy, and you have to, every time the bus stops, so you have to sort of get out of the bus and go across the roadblock and go to another bus that is coming from the other way and cannot go, so everyone sort of switch places, you know, and go to the other vehicle. It doesn't make sense, I know, but that's the only way it goes there. It's like the two traffics are blocked, they can't go, so the passenger just switch, you know. One bus, everybody go to the other bus, and one bus, and they do a U-turn, and they go back. So I started to notice the weight of my backpack each time something like that happened. And I was starting to think about sort of pondering, thinking over the so many things I have there. Do I really need them? And each step, you know, that it became heavier, the thoughts were like, oh, I shouldn't have taken this one. Especially not, why did they pick up this rock and put it in my, because it's so beautiful, I couldn't leave it there, but hey, half kg, you know. And I was looking around, and I saw actually many people were doing the same, you know, they were carrying stuff with them. So actually it was not just me and my backpack, it was everyone and everyone's backpacks traveling across places. So if we could somehow eliminate the people, we would have seen stuff going across places. And at some point, you know, sitting in a local Indian bus, where this beautiful and crazy place, there's another sense of space, you know, personal space, what we used to in the West. Well, this is not the West, but don't tell anyone. Sort of the West, yeah. But in India, it's different. And sitting on the front row, you know, on the bus, you know, the bus is not full until it's totally, completely packed on the roof, from the windows, everything, you know, like 200,000 people, you know, in the one bus. People started sort of coming my way, and people and their bags, or should I say bags and the little people carrying them. So some of the bags found their way on my lap, because I was fortunate enough to find a place to sit. So one man put his, you know, big plastic bag, actually, with many, many interesting things inside. It was ours, or, you know, it was open. Okay. And there was all these interesting things going on, commodities like rice and chickens. And somebody was nearly sitting, you know, on my left. Yeah. At some point also, because there's no space, and it seems like a good space. And overlooking the windows, which I most of the time try to do, because just what happened inside the bus was just unbearable, you know, it was like, to me, almost so packed. And, you know, going on these very steep hills of the Himalayas, I've noticed every time a figure that was walking slowly, barefoot, with orange cloth. Now, for those of you who've been to India, you know, it's, these people, they're called sadhus, people that travel the earth, go to holy places, practice. There are many, many, many definitions. None of them really fit what a sadhu is, you know. But mostly what you see is that they carry very little. Yeah. Another word would be renunciate. They carry very little with them. They have their, like a monk, they have their orange cloth on them, maybe some stick, maybe some kind of something around the neck, or that's it. We're just walking slowly, and the bus with the 200,000 people with the bags, with everything, was going, you know, stopping and going, and people change, and they were just walking to the same place, Gangotri, where it's all, where you go on the trek to the source of the Ganges. Feeling very strongly this sense of wow, you know, and envy also at this possibility to just be walking like that. Many of them don't need shoes, so just very, very little. And I was in, this word came to mind tik pen, a friend of mine once told me, it's in Hebrew, it's an expression, pen ikre mashu, you know, so it's like just in case bag or handbag. Like, what do we carry in our tik pen? What do we have in our little bags, in our little, you know, things that we carry around with us all the time? I know what